My name is Bron Scott, and I'm with the ministry at Austin Peay State University. My question is directed towards Kerry. Anybody else who has an opinion about it? When you were talking, you talked about getting a commitment from those who want to be part of the ministry, and for small groups and for studies like that. Is that like a verbal commitment? And how much emphasis do you put on that, getting that from people? How important do you think that is to success in the ministry?
I think it's extremely important. We have a 101 class at the church that we have people they go through when they start coming to the Crossings. You know, we let them know. We do it on the first Saturday of the month. And we go through. We tell them exactly what we're all about. We tell them what our small groups are about. We tell them what we believe God put the church here to do. And we talk to them about how they fit into that. And we let them know that if you're wanting to be a member of this church, then you will be a member of a small group. And we consider that extremely, extremely important. And at the end of that, we tell them there's a thing in the back, that a form that they'll fill out and set and sign saying, you know, I'll commit to these things that are asked of me in this membership class. And we tell them, look, we don't want you to fill this out today because we don't want you just to jump into something. We want you to pray about it. We want you to think about it. And you can turn that card in next Sunday or tomorrow or whenever you've taken time to think about that and pray about it. And we let them know that that's one of the things that we, you know, if you want to be a member of this church, that's what you need to do. There's a lot of other churches that if you want to just come in and do what you would like to do and roam, then you can go to those churches, but we're not one of those churches. And as far as the campus ministry goes, we don't have that issue really, honestly. The people who we study with, they come in, they study with us, they see the community that we have, how much we love and care for each other. We ask them to come to a small group and they come. I'm trying to think if we've ever really had anybody who's fought, like, wanting to come to small group, even. I don't think, oh, yeah, but he wasn't, he didn't ever decide to be a member either. But, you know, they see the benefits of it in the lives of our students, and they want to do that. And I guess as far as if someone wanted to be a part of the campus ministry and refused to go to a small group or said they weren't going to, then I would let them know there are options of other campus ministries around us.